there's zero evidence that supports it being flat. And every time you try to create a model or an explanation for one particular observation, that always contradicts literally every single other piece of data.
All right. My most evident proof that it is flat is what's most abundant to us today, which is water. Now, we know one of the natural physical water is to its extent, to wherever it goes, once it is settled, it remains flat.
Literally so, false.
Why do you say that's false?
Do tides exist?
They do.
Can there be a high tide in one place and a low tide in another place at the same time?
That happens.
So water is not level. Thank you.
Do you understand?
Yep.
The concept of water being level?
Yep. Do you?
I do.
What does level mean?
Level means that, as I was explaining to you earlier on, to its extent, from one place to another, undisturbed, it remains flat at the surface.
Level does not mean flat, no.
I understand. I said undisturbed.
No, you don't understand, because that's not what level is. Level is perpendicular to the acceleration of gravity.
What's gravity?
Gravity is a phenomenon of mass attracting mass. You could say it that way.
Can you replicate or show what gravity is?
What gravity is? We can demonstrate the phenomena that I just explained to you.
But can you replicate or show what gravity is?
Yeah, you can do. Yeah, you can do a Cavendish experiment.
What is that?
You take two heavy masses balanced on like a bar, and then it hangs from a string in the middle, and then you put two heavy weights next to them on the ground, and they will always, it's very slow, but they will rotate and gravitate toward those heavy, massive objects. And then after they do it, you can pick them up and move them, and they'll swing back and go and touch them again. It's been done countless times. Here's another example, because that one's been talked about ad nauseum, and it's boring. I have my own fun example that I thought of the other day. Do you see this pencil?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, what's your explanation for why things fall down?
Well, just that they're heavier than the gases or whatever it is that surrounds them.
Great, because of density. Okay, I have a question for you. If I hold the pencil right here, is this part of it more dense than the air than this part of it is?
No, it isn't.
Correct. The density is the same all the way through. But then how come when I try to balance it, it falls down? If it's because of density, why do things have a center of gravity or center of mass if density is what's making them go down? The density has to act on the entire thing uniformly. What the heck is going on here?
Well, what the heck is going on is actually your finger. That is a disturbance between what density is and allowing.
It doesn't matter. If it's density, density can't account for why things unbalance. If the density of that substance is uniform and the density of the air around it is uniform, then the fact that things unbalance is not explained by that.
There's a difference in trying to explain what balancing is and why things fall. I guess we can both understand that, right?
Yeah, because it has a center of mass or a center of gravity. That's why they do that. There is a gravitational force that is pushing down on it, and it pushes down on the mass of the object. And
gravity pushes?
Well, it's more of a pull.
I thought you said that gravity pulls things together, but no. Yeah,
in respect to the reference of the pencil versus the earth, the pencil falls down to the earth. So the earth pulls the pencil down. So if you want to just be cheeky and pedantic.
I think you're being contradicting in not actually knowing what gravity is. Right?
So you admit that gravity exists, okay.
No.
No, you just admitted that gravity exists. That's a contradiction. Yes, you did. Oh, so if I get one word wrong, that doesn't mean that the entire thing, that's not a concession.
That's wrong, but how you're explaining things, why you're wrong. So it's not about the word.
So anyways, you said that gravity is real. So what do you want to talk about next?
I did not.
Yes, you did.
I did not.
So when I said it pulls, that was just a simple word mistake. I'm not actually conceding anything.
It isn't.
Congratulations.
Gravity on your guys' part, as you want to say that gravity exists, is a force that pulls. It's not a force that pushes, right?
Yep.
So whatever your explanation is pertaining to that is totally not even off, but it generally, basically, it doesn't make any sense, right? Now, if we may continue, remove whatever it is that's under the pencil, right, and the earth. Forget about balance, which is not what we're talking about, because gravity has nothing to do with balance, right?
It has everything to do with balance.
What does gravity have to do with balance? I thought it was a force that pulls.
Yeah.
So what does balance go with that? Okay. Regardless of whether something is balanced or not, gravity does still have that effect on it, right? Based on your guys'
The gravity. Oh, so you admit that gravity does do this.
I said based on your guys's train of thought, based on your guys's, right.
So you have a pencil, right? The gravity is pulling on all parts of the pencil, correct?
Yeah, based on what you guys know about gravity.
So if I were to rest this pencil on a table, so it's not going anywhere, and then I put a stopper right here and I pulled on that pencil, it would do that same thing, right? There is a downward force pulling on this pencil, which is why it has this imbalance here. Density doesn't account for that in any way.
Then things fall. The pencil doesn't fall, right? Things fall because they're heavier than the air that surrounds them. Now, obviously, if there is something like a finger that is
where
in the
does
way,
the weight come from?
Where does what weight come from?
You just said things fall because they're heavier, so that's a description of their weight. Where does the weight of an object come from?
From the object, obviously.
From its mass?
Whatever you guys call it, from the object.
So what does something weigh when it's falling?
Do you ever put something on a scale?
The question is, what does something weigh when it's falling?
It weighs whatever it is.
So, yeah, let me re-ask the question, and maybe you'll get it right this time. What does something weigh when it's falling? I'll give you the answer. The answer is nothing. So I'll ask you the question a third time. What does something weigh when it's falling? And just as a reminder, the answer is nothing.
How do you come to that conclusion?
So let me ask you this question for the fourth time. And as a reminder, I'm going to tell you that the answer is nothing. What does something weigh when it's free falling?
No, I'm asking you.
So I'm going to interrupt you so I can ask the question for a fifth time. And for the third time in this fifth reiteration, I'm going to tell you what the answer is. The answer is nothing. So what does something weigh when it's falling?
I'm going to ask you the question again.
Wow, that's kind of weird how you're trying to take my question here. You're doing I know you are, but what am I, or something like that, or I am rubber, you are glue. Grow up. But anyways, when something is in free fall, what does it weigh? And again, the answer is nothing. That's the sixth time I'm asking you, and the fourth time I'm telling you the answer.
I'm going to ask you this.
So I'm going
to
interrupt you. This will be the last time that I will do it, though, just for the record.
It weighs nothing.
Something in free fall doesn't weigh anything. That is the answer. So what does something weigh when it's in free fall?
Whatever it weighs when you put it on a scale. If there's
literally
a 20-pound ball that is thrown on you, how do you literally come to that conclusion? So how do you come to that conclusion?
There are so many ways to come to that conclusion. It's actually really simple. So when you stand on a scale, you press down on the scale, right? Uh-huh. Let's imagine that you jump out of a plane with a scale. Are you going to be able to press down with all of your weight on that scale?
You wouldn't be able to. That's a rhetorical.
Correct.
That's
a rhetorical. So you don't have weight when you're in free fall.
That is not true.
Okay, well, I just demonstrated that it is true, and you agreed, so I'm not really sure exactly what we do from here. Let me give you another example. This one's a little harder to explain. Imagine I have a cup, and I poke holes in the cup. If I put water in that cup, what will it do?
Obviously fall through the holes.
Exactly. If you take a cup and with holes in it, fill it with water, and then drop it, does water pour out of the holes?
What is the opposing force of gravity? What's the
So the question was, if you take a cup and you poke it full of holes and you fill it with water and then you drop it, does the water fall out of the holes?
Why wouldn't it? There are holes there. Why wouldn't it?
So the water in the cup is going to be able to fall out of the holes at different rates than the cup with water in it is falling. Congratulations, you're an idiot. So, to be fair, maybe you're just ignorant. But you can watch videos of people doing exactly that test that I just demonstrated. So.
And I have done it myself.
Literally false. That's not believable, because if you had done it yourself, you would have gotten the correct answer. And then you wouldn't have said the wrong thing and looked like such an idiot. So when you step on a scale, what is causing your weight to pull down on that scale?
There's nothing being pulled down on it. Your mass is what is pushing the scale down.
What is causing your mass to push down on the scale, according to you?
What do you mean by what is causing the mass to push down?
So the question was, I didn't need to say it that way that time. What is causing your mass to push down on the scale? That is your claim. Back it up.
Obviously, your weight.
And what is causing you to have weight? That's actually the phenomena in question, so you just went in a circle there. Why am I pressing down on it? Because I have weight. The pressing down on it is your weight, though. So what is causing you to have weight? Yeah, I'd be scared if I were you, too. So you want to say that it's something like density, or the air around you, or something like that, but that completely falls apart for easy reasons too. But maybe that's not your claim. Maybe you'll be brave enough to say, I have no idea. So why is it, or what is it that makes an object with mass press into a scale, causing it to have weight? Because if you were in free fall and you had a scale at your feet, you can't press into the scale, but your mass is still there. All the atoms you're made of, they're still there, and the scale is there, but in free fall, there's no interaction. There's no pressing, there's no weight there. Now, you failed to acknowledge that, but that's okay. We at least can agree that you can't get the scale to say whatever your weight is. But when you're on the ground, it does happen. Now, why does that happen?
Do you remember the example that you were giving with your finger under the pencil?
Still waiting.
Do you remember that one?
I'm literally still waiting.
Yeah, I'm asking you a question.
You know what's crazy about what's happening right now? I'm still waiting. Incredible. You still haven't answered the question yet. It has been at least 1 second, and you have not answered the question yet. Do you have an answer yet?
You haven't answered my question, so I'm just waiting on that.
I don't need to answer your question about do I remember. You don't need me to remember anything. If you're the one that knows, then you can tell us how this works. So assuming that I don't know anything, tell us the answer. Oh, what's with my crickets today? They're not working. Yeah, I don't know what's going on. My cricketer is broken. Could you tell us the answer? What is it that causes an object with mass to have weight? Let me ask a different question. Are you there? Well, I know you're there because I can hear noises. Hello? We can hear noises, so I know you're there. Hello? See, if you don't know, why don't you just leave? Do you give up? Do you give up? Does this count as a tantrum? I feel like this is a crash out, just in like the weirdest kind of way. In a very weird sense. Hey, are you gonna get that? Hello? Okay, buddy. We'll take that as a forfeit. You lose by forfeit. Bye.